Okay, so I want to give a big hello and welcome to each of you. Today is our 8th Game of Life Masterclass call. I don't know about you guys, but with all the just the world events, the solar flares, it almost seems like life is a little bit surreal sometimes. So I hope you're reading lots of Florence and holding your energy as best you can. Okay, so first I want to share just a little bit of admin stuff. Let's see, I want to remind you that I'm going to be presenting the Secret Door to Success Masterclass in a few weeks after this class completes. It may not start till September. I was hoping it was going to be in August, but it looks like it's going to probably be in September now. But you will get access to signing up to it first. So just keep that in mind if you'd want to do that. And it is a 14-week class. And let's see here. If you haven't already, I would really love it if you could share with me a testimonial of your experience with this class, because I will be presenting another Game of Life Masterclass, and something you share might be just exactly what somebody else needs to hear to make them or help them decide if they want to do the class or not. And then one last thing, I don't have the details yet, but I'm looking at doing a mastermind based on Florence's teachings next year. It will be, I'm looking at a year-long mastermind that will begin in January. And if you're interested in that, just let me know. Okay, so now we're gonna go ahead and create our safe, sacred space. So just get comfortable, take a few deep breaths, and we're going to begin with a prayer. Or quiet our minds first, and then we'll say a prayer and create that sacred circle of love. Whew. So just get comfortable. I have to calm down. And close your eyes, and I'll ask the angels to please control the energy so our technology will keep us connected. So with a really deep breath, just place your feet flat on the floor. And with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And take another really deep breath. And with a slow exhale, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace those things that you're grateful for. And just immerse yourself in that emotional fulfillment of gratitude. And now just ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer. Just ask and allow life to move you into the answers. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now just allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And with another deep breath, I ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north, to join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. And we ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart. All that's ours by divine right under grace. in deepest gratitude. Amen. So now we'll create our sacred circle of love, and we ask the angels to join us. And if you're in Asia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Africa, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in South America, please just take my hand and that of an angel and complete our circle. So we come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. Now I just want to ask you to step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with the love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. I ask that you accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin our circle of love, taking the hands of the angels. And together, we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. So just see roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils, up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. Fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours. Now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And now we'll get into our class content. So this week's class dives deep into the 8th chapter of the Game of Life, Intuition and Guidance. And in this chapter, Florence speaks of demonstrations, treatments, speaking the word, and asking for and following leads. She gives us clear examples of there being no loss in divine mind, Therefore, what fear perceived as loss no longer exists. It no longer exists when we're in alignment with our superconscious, the divine mind. But let's start at the beginning. Lawrence begins the chapter with, "There's nothing too great of accomplishment for the man who knows the power of his word and who follows his intuitive leads. By the word, he starts in action unseen forces and can rebuild his body or remold his affairs. It is, therefore, of the utmost importance to choose the right words, and the student carefully selects the affirmation he wishes to catapult into the invisible. He knows that God is his supply, that there's a supply for every demand, and that his spoken word releases this supply. Ask and ye shall receive." Simple statement. But when today's human mind reads this, we immediately work at making this difficult. We get stuck on, what are the right words? What if I say an affirmation wrong? What if nothing happens? And we listen to that negativity of the pain that's hidden in our subconscious and our gotta know how I'm getting something conscious. And both of them are being so loud that they drown out that confident knowing of the superconscious. So let's strip away all the difficulty and look closely at what Florence is trying to convey. Now, throughout the game of life, Florence shows us through her outdated terminology and examples to look within and be aware of our own inner energy. Are we feeling angry, despair, worried? Are we some fear in some form? Or do we feel happy, grateful? Are we in love energy? Do we believe we deserve to be, do, or have what we want? Do we believe that we're good enough? If you feel an uncomfortable resistance energy in your body at any of these questions, why? Explore the energy of that feeling. Why do you feel that resistant fear energy? What do you need to look at? Because we know and understand that when we observe energy, it reacts differently than when we stuff it. When we observe painful energy, it immediately begins to lose its power over us. Now, we've discussed action steps to stop stuffing uncomfortable feelings and emotions and energy and observe it, process through it, and be free of it. We know that when we immerse ourselves in the vibration of love and gratitude, miracles happen. So that nagging little voice that tells you that nothing's happening is a liar. The moment you experience an emotional thought, energy that you can't see begins to move, to mold and take shape into what you thought. Thought backed with intention is powerful. When you embrace the feels of happiness that flood your body, when you think of having what you want, you are not faking it till you make it, and you are not lying to yourself. You're stoking the movement of energy behind the scenes to manifest what you want. And this acceleration of energy is as real as if you were stoking a fire with a poker, giving the fire more fuel to burn, immersing yourself in the grateful happiness of already having what you want when there's no sign of it in sight, puts a dry log on your manifesting fire. Now, the game of life includes example after example of affirmations. And you can take Florence's affirmations and reword them to suit whatever you wish to express. And if they don't resonate with you, reword them. And be sure to include this or better. And it's a done deal. All the words are spoken aright. Our words, thoughts, and emotions are energy containers that manifest through us every moment of every day. And that manifestation can be something we love or something we don't. And here are two examples of thoughts being and moving energy. Florence shared with us in a previous chapter about wanting a rose tree. Her friend placed an order for lilies, but the flower shop sent Florence a rose tree because she put the energy of wanting a rose tree out to the universe. Well, about 15 years ago or so, I was making the bed in the master bedroom on the second floor of my house when I randomly wondered, if someone is ill on the second floor of their home and they can't walk downstairs, how do paramedics get them down? Well, the next week, I got food poisoning and couldn't make it down the stairs. An ambulance was called, and I learned the answer to that question. They strap you into a chair and they carry you down the stairs. Well, the universe sent me the answer. You're welcome. But I should have looked it up online and gotten the answer. I really didn't have to go through that experience. The key to both experiences is the intention power supporting the thoughts. That energy holding no anxiety over failure. Florence really wanted the rose tree and saw it being carried in her door in her mind's eye when she thought of it. And then she went on about her business. And the rose tree came. I clearly remember the thoughts and feelings of wondering, how do paramedics handle that kind of situation? I clearly remember that all these years later, standing there thinking of it. And for whatever reason, I was totally focused in that moment, feeling the energy of my thoughts. And again, those thoughts are as clear today as they were 15 years ago. And I don't even remember what I had for lunch yesterday, but I remember those feelings being totally in that moment. And that's where we want to be when we want to manifest something different, something we want, something we need. Be aware of your energy, your thoughts, your words. They're manifesting your life whether you're consciously focused or not. So be aware. And when you actively, consciously choose to engage in the powerful energy of what it would feel like to have what it is that you want, resistance energy that's hiding inside of you, it will reveal itself. Now, I held absolutely no resistance while wondering how paramedics got people downstairs. No resistance whatsoever. But when resistance does reveal itself to you, you then have that golden opportunity to pull that darkness of resistance out into the light by observing it, so you can be free of the negative energy that's blocking you, that resistance energy. To manifest the life you want to live, all you have to do is take one simple step. Shift your energy. Change your energy. Change your life. Remember, it isn't your job to know how. Consciously set your intention to release the need to know how. It's your job to identify what it is you want and then let the universe fill in the details and guide you to any action steps. Now, some people may say that I don't have the education I need, or I don't live in the right place, or the economy won't support what I want to do. Well, these are all excuses for resistance, excuses to stay in the less than love energy that creates more of what you don't want. And another important, huge excuse is succumbing to the illusion of the darkness before the dawn, that time just before what we want comes to fruition and we're tired. So we fall prey to being afraid. We doubt and we worry that what we want won't manifest on time. And we succumb to that illusion of failure. Well, there is no such thing as failure, only proving methods that don't create the desired outcome. It's actually a success. You know, that didn't work. Now let's do something different. So fearlessly get clearer on the energy of what you your desired outcome feels like. And shift your energy to that highest vibration of love and love what you want into being. So today we're going to do a treatment together to open your vast reservoirs of prosperity, including a special nod to wealth. Now, in this chapter, Florence spoke the word for a woman who desired a large sum of money. She spoke the word for her and gave thanks that she'd already received it. So together, as one, Florence and the woman created the energetic container for the money, and the money arrived. Well, that's what we're going to do. First, I'm going to share with you the spoken word of the treatment. I'm going to tell you what it is, and then I'll say it slow enough for you to write it down, if you want to write it down. But by writing it down, you'll be able to tap into and access that energy more easily. And I'll also include the words in text form with the recording on the Facebook group and Masterclass Central. So if you just want to listen, that's fine. So then we're going to get settled into the intention, quiet our minds, and then we'll shift powerfully into the energy of prosperous abundance. And when we do this, allow yourself to experience whatever's revealed to you. Allow yourself to see through your mind's eye, to hear and to feel through your heart. And make a mental note if any resistance energies are revealed to you so you can come back to it, observe it, process through it, and be free of it. So now, if you're listening to the recording of this program, know that this journey, this treatment is as powerful as a recording as it is live, because I've asked the angels to infuse the energy and to maintain it. Okay, so we begin. I speak the word. Infinite in spirit, open the way for the immediate supply for everyone in the Game of Life Masterclass. All that's ours by divine right now reaches us in great avalanches of prosperous abundance under grace in miraculous ways for the highest good of all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so write down this personalized version, and I will also repeat it in case you're writing it down, in case you missed something. Infinite Spirit, open the way. for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me in great avalanches. Of prosperous abundance. Under grace in miraculous ways. For the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll repeat that again. Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me in great avalanches of prosperous abundance under grace in miraculous ways. For the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now we'll quiet our mind and shift our energy. So again, just place your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And take a deep breath. And slowly exhale. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace those things that you're grateful for and just allow yourself to feel that fulfillment of gratitude. Now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and just allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now just take a few deep breaths. And we're going to ground into this highest vibration of love possible. Connecting to our immediate supply, accessing our creation energy. So just take a deep breath and with your eyes closed, just allow yourself to see in your mind's eye your massive oak grounding tree of prosperity. And just notice that within the branches of your tree is your square of life fulfilled. Branches of bags of money. Wonderful relationships. Magnificent health. And wonderful work. That makes your heart sing with joy. So just take a deep breath and just step into the spiritual essence of your grounding tree and allow roots from your feet to go down into the roots of this tree, down through the soils, the water and the rocks, down to that core light of loving, abundant prosperity at her center. And now pull that powerful possibility of love back up through the rocks, the soils, and the water. Up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. The branches of your mighty oak tree of prosperity open wide to the breath of God. And with open heart, we align with the love of the divinity that is our essence. Breathe deeply and pull into your heart, through your breath, the limitless possibility of your full potentiality of experiences. Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me in great avalanches of prosperous abundance under grace in miraculous ways for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The angels of love, light, and prosperity join us in our oak tree of prosperity, bringing with them the energy of limitless creation. Take a really deep breath and allow yourself to feel them come in close. They're with us to fully support us to be limitless possibility in all directions of time, from within to without. Just take another deep breath and access the galaxy of creation energy that's yours to create what you wish. How awesome would it be to receive avalanches of prosperity? Breathe in deeply of the joy it would bring you to receive avalanches of prosperity. Take another deep breath and allow the bright light of the life force energy of creation within you to expand bigger and brighter until your entire body is filled with the brilliant, bright light of prosperity creation energy. Breathe deeply of this light. And allow yourself to feel how awesome it is to receive avalanches of prosperity in all things great and small, from within to without. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel within your heart that is now ready to manifest without? Breathe deeply and allow your heart to see. Firmly anchor and claim your avalanches of prosperity, all that's yours by divine right. Just breathe into every cell of your being how awesome it is to receive avalanches of prosperity. Now just take another deep breath and allow the brilliant light of creation energy that you are to expand up through the branches of your tree, up high. And your beacon of light shines brightly to magnetize to you more money than you can spend. Your beacon of light shines brightly to magnetize to you magnificent health. Your beacon of light shines brightly to magnetize to you work that makes your heart sing with joy. Your beacon of light shines brightly to magnetize to you loving relationships. Loving relationships with money, with people, with all that brings your heart joy. Your square of life complete and everything in between. Take a deep breath and repeat after me using the voice of the life force energy of creation. Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me in great avalanches of prosperous abundance under grace. In miraculous ways, for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Infinite Spirit, show us the action steps we're to take to manifest great prosperity from within to without. Give us the wisdom to understand the steps and the strength to take them. Embrace in deep gratitude all that's yours by divine right. How awesome does it feel to receive all that your heart desires. Allow roots from your feet to go down deep into the soils of Mother Earth, down through the rocks, the clay, the water, down to that core healing light of prosperous possibility at her center. And now just pull that loving light back up through the soils, through the rocks, through the water, back up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. And now just take a deep breath and bring back with you the brilliant love light, the limitless possibility of creation as you step out of the grounding tree. Infinite Spirit, open the way for the immediate supply of the Game of Life Masterclass community. Let all that's ours by divine right now reach us in great avalanches of prosperous abundance under grace. In miraculous ways, for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hold you in the light of having received your immediate supply, prosperity in abundance, all that's yours by divine right, under grace, in a miraculous way. So be it, and it is. So set your intention now to be open to any action steps you need, any action steps that you need to take to receive your avalanches of prosperity. The only action step that you're to take may be just to hold the energy of having received without doubt or fear. Or you may get a hunch or feel guided to do something. And if you're unsure if what you felt you need to do is right, ask for clarification. Don't be shy. Use your free will and ask for help. It's my experience that guidance is always provided. It's just up to us to allow ourselves to have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, or the wisdom to follow that knowing within. And you can tweak this treatment to whatever it is that you wish to create. Okay, so let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked and learned that we subconsciously make improving our lives difficult or hard. And we now know that the reality is that we each have the power to live prosperous, happy lives, no matter what our circumstances, geographic location, or education. Not only do we have the power, but it's also our birthright to be happy in whatever form happiness is for us. We understand that to change our life, all we have to do is change the energy within us. The energetic vibration of our words, our thoughts, and our feelings, they all manifest our reality from within to without, and it's just that simple. And now we have the support tools to do that. You have the power to fulfill your square of life and live your version of heaven on earth. Okay, so if you have any questions about this, please ask when we complete here. And again, I know it's a lot. So you can ask me now if you have a question, or you can private and post it in the private Facebook if it comes up later. So again, we are moving tremendous amounts of energy. So be gentle with yourself and drink lots of water. Get rest. When fear comes up, ask yourself, am I tired? The answer is always going to be yes. So choose to do something different. Choose to, if you need to get some rest, go get it. If you need to take a nap, if you need to eat, if you need to go outside and walk around, if you need to watch something funny on TV or read a book or pick up Florence, use your tools to overcome being tired and losing focus. So next week, we'll dive into Chapter 9, Perfect Self-Expression or the Divine Design, and that completes our content.